CEO of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, is calling on corporate organizations and individuals to support his class action suit against utility companies for poor service delivery. Mr. Kapito has embarked on a campaign to solicit as many signatures as possible to sue the ECG and the Ghana Water Company Limited for inefficiency. He told Radio Ghana that he has managed to secure more signatures than he was expecting, but is being hampered by resources. He commends GBC Radio and TV for their support. Mr. Kapito spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
Well, we are doing a class action suit, okay, and it needs money. It needs a whole lot. I have gotten the signature, actually gone beyond the ones that are needed. So everything is in the pipeline. We're talking to the lawyers. We need to see how best we can take the case to court on behalf of consumers of Ghana so that they would have some relief as to why your light will go off when it is not supposed to go off. You spend your money to buy units, you go home, you cannot even use it. All these things should not happen in a country which is 50-something years after independence. This is 2012.
You were raising some issues with the class action suit that it requires some money. Are corporate bodies or an institution not supporting you?
Nobody's supporting me. Nobody's supporting me. I'm even grateful that you have even given me opportunity to use your platform even to talk about it. Sometimes the media should be more interested in social issues as you guys are doing today for us to see how we can improve our lives and our standards. It's not just about doing politics. I understand we are in a political year, so yes, politics would take their front pages, but when you even do a press release, and apart from GBC and GTV, who has been kind enough to even carry the stories.
Mr. Kapito is again raising alarm over the importation of substandard electrical appliances into the country. He said by the Ghanaian standard, electrical gadgets should have 3-pin plugs, but most companies have violated this by importing 2-pin plug appliances. He called on the Energy Commission as a regulator to enforce the standards.
It's very obvious, it's not just at the premises of the companies, but the various homes, including even your station. If you go and look, most of the electronic appliances that you guys are using probably do not meet the standard, which is the 3-pin wall unit plug-in. In Ghana, our accepted standard is to be a 3-pin head for us to be pushed into the wall unit. But the question is, why is the regulator, which is the Energy Commission, not enforcing or has allowed, especially the big importers, to also do the same? I'm talking about companies like Sony, Samsung, Panasonic, and the biggest importer at the moment is Somovision, who is the brand behind LG equipment. I'm not talking about the retail store. I'm talking about these big companies like Somovision. They should meet our standard, which is the 3-pin. We don't want a situation whereby if you go to their showrooms now, most of the LG equipment are 2-pin. We shouldn't even allow it in the first place, but they're already on the market. So we should prevent any other additional importation by all the importers who wants to do business in Ghana.
CEO of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, talking to Bubu Klinogo.